ultimate sexual fantasies?
A Viking helmet.
A Viking helmet? What have you got, two vaginas? Good, lovely. Any other ultimate sexual fantasies?
Schoolgirl.
Schoolgirl? And then you've pointed at your man. Yeah, I think we've got a special term for a schoolgirl fantasy now. We call it pedo. Sorry, sir, what do you like?
The schoolgirl teacher?
Schoolgirl, though, really. Yeah, no, because the specialist term for the schoolgirl uniform. Yeah, you are a pedo. It's good. Look at the positive. You get to be on a list. That's nice. That's nice. Everyone in the neighbourhood knows where you live. That's convenient, isn't it? Do you make her dress up as a schoolgirl?
She's done it.
Have her washed and brought to my room. I'm joking. Don't wash her. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I do for a living. I think of little jokes in my head and then I tell them to you so that you'll like me. Sounds a bit tragic when I said... What was that? It's not working. Well, you can fuck off. Where are you? It's not working, man. Give us a wave. What do you do, sir?
Telecoms.
You do telecoms. What do you do? I do you. I do you telephone. What, sorry?
Build telephone
networks. You build them networks. Ironically, you work in communications and can hardly string a fucking sentence together. What, sorry? I've got a big nose. I literally don't have a big nose. That's a weird hack. That's like an insult you've heard someone else use. And you've gone, I got a big fucking laugh. That's going to work best with a comic with a big nose. What's your name, sir?
Thomas.
What do you do, Thomas? You're a student. What are you studying?
Mathematics.
Are you at school, Thomas? I don't know if we should continue this any further, because it's starting to feel like grooming. Are you at school?
Yeah, I'm at school. You got a big nose?
I haven't. Any other heckles? Oh, what was that? That sounded good. Go on, what was that? What was it?
Pedophile.
I'm a pedophile. I was just fucking chatting to him. I've done nothing. Who's come the furthest? Has anyone come from, like, a long way away, overseas?
Canvey Island?
Right, now, I know Canvey Island, so I happen to know that you've not come a long way from your home. You've just brought it with you. Did you come with him? No, good. Canvey Island's the furthest anyone came. Well, fuck you. You were all in the area anyway, were you? What's that? Was that Dover? But you were castrated before you got a chance to... Right. Were you worried about sounding silly, so you thought, well, I'll put on a ludicrous high-pitched voice? That should sort things out, shouldn't it? So you're a sailor, are you? Imagine my surprise at your high-pitched voice.
Sir, what's your name?
What, sorry?
Toby, do you mind me sharing with the group? Thank you very much indeed, Toby. That makes it much easier. Because there's a heckle. It's quite a good heckle, quite a funny heckle. But we have to do a heckle put down now. God. I would love if I could just let it go, but I can't. There are rules. But you don't mind me sharing with the group, so it makes it much easier. We can go old school. What, sorry?
Stop stalling.
Don't panic, sir. I've got this, I'll have to put you on asshole waiting. Toby's mum is so fat. She's a fucking disgrace, Toby. Your mum is such a chunky monkey wobble slob. Fatty boom batty blubbernaut. She's so fucking fat, when she fell down the stairs, I thought EastEnders had finished. boom, 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 boom. True story. You, sir. What did you say? What was it? Stop stalling? Yeah? What's your name?
Gary.
Are you trying to say Gary? Watch me. Gary. Yeah. 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 The fuck is that? Well, Gary, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth.
Dave and Susan, they've been going out for years and years and years, 10 years, since college. Susan went home for the weekend to see her parents. They had Sunday lunch together, they got a little bit tipsy over lunch. Nothing the matter with that, you would think. Lovely. All the way up to Hull to see them. Got drunk over Sunday lunch, somehow the topic of wife swapping came up. And her parents, for a joke, said, oh, we were terrible for that back in the 70s. Oh, keys in a bowl at a party. Oh, terrible. Oh, always doing it. We don't know who your real dad is. They said that to their daughter. Now, she was fine at the time because she was drunk at a lunch. But then on the train ride home, she starts to feel a bit grimy and horrible and, And eventually she works herself up into a real state. She thinks, well, maybe it was a joke on me. Maybe they were joking, but I was the butt of the joke. Maybe they did do that in the 70s. Maybe he's not my real dad. Oh, God. She got into Dave. And, of course, what Dave should have done is taken her in his strong, loving arms. Hey, it's just a silly joke. I'll pop the kettle on. I'll make you a cup of tea. I'll run you a bath. That is what he should have done. But that's not what he did. That's not what he said. What he said, without skipping a beat, I've killed an African child. But what he said, without skipping a beat, straight away, who got your mum? There's a thin line between neighbourhood watch and becoming a vigilante, and it's a line you cross when you buy a cape. Do you know there's now a warning on superhero costumes? If you buy a superhero costume, it says on it, this costume does not give you special powers. Or indeed, the right to see your children. Kids say the funniest things. Please don't hurt mummy. She's already dead. Are there any mums in? By shouting out, who's a mum?
Yes.
Proper ones, not just ones that have done it to get a flat. I'm kidding, we all love mums. You know, mums are great. They're the great unsung heroes of our society. They do so much for so little. What do mums ever get? All they ever get is, you know, not even a thank you, just Mother's Day. Mother's Day's rubbish, isn't it? It's like a Toblerone from the garage or some flowers from a lamppost. What? I think it's all right to give your mum flowers you've taken from a lamppost where there's been an accident. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't do that if she'd brought you up a little bit better. It's her fault. Of course, one of the major supermarkets is trying to redress the balance, yeah? There's just Mother's Day for mums, but they've decided to have a Mum of the Year competition. Mum of the Year to sort of, you know, just reward ordinary, everyday mums. Acknowledge, you know, all the good work mums do. The only thing I would question about their charitable endeavour is the massive banners they put outside every one of their superstores saying, enter your mum today. I mean, fair enough, if she's up for that, she deserves something. Might I suggest a call from social services? Sugary tea was my mum's cure for everything. Her, like, elixir of life. If you had any kind of problem, emotional, physical, financial, it wouldn't matter. She would say, come in, I'll make you a nice sweet cup of tea. Which was fine until we found out my brother was diabetic. What, sorry? Posh prick. Posh prick seems a bit harsh. What's your name, sir? Miles. Miles. And you think I might be a bit posh? All right, Miles, what's your favourite colour?
Blue. Seems like the fairest way to deal with this. You get some B-L-U-E. Number between 1 and 8 miles.
4. 4.
All right. Ooh. It says if you've come as a cunt, you've won. Bit of good news.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.